From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Friends of Platypi. Friends of Platypi, saving the platypus, duck-billed platypus, and the duct-taped platypus from endangerment. Check them out over at friendsofplatypi.com, and don't forget to use the special listener donation code of DI Plus as you donate to this nonprofit, very good standing organization. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the altruistic state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam J. Burns.
Well, hello, Daniel.
Or as we like to call him around here, Adam West, the voice of TV's Batman.
I thought that sounded kind of like a question. Well, hello, Dan. I can't even do it now.
I know. It was a one-time
Daniel?
Thing. It was a one-time thing. You know what? Fresh off of our triumphant live recording not more than 3 days ago, I thought that was, you know what? I think it was really good. I think we stumbled onto our niche.
Our niche?
Well, right.
Okay, our recordings
it's like,
are
it's like
always
we walked
live.
In. We walked in on our niche having sex in bed, and we were you know disturbed by the image, but then we embraced it, and then we became creepy old men.
So saying live recording is kind of a misnomer because first of all, we are always live when we're recording.
Sometimes we're not.
We're always alive when we're recording. And so I guess what you really should say is unadulterated or unedited.
Unedited. The pure, well, that's not even true,
you can't
too.
Even say that, really.
Well, see, yeah, because we do run it through noise filters and then we run it through a truncate silence filter and then we speed up the recording a little bit.
Yep.
And
so we'd have to start talking a lot faster
right.
if we were
we would.
You know, and then we would have to
start talking a lot faster and we'd have to make sure that we didn't actually like leave spaces between words because sometimes when we talk, you know, we take a moment to compose our thoughts. But what we really need to do is just keep talking because that keeps the audience entertained and engaged, is the fact that we don't actually like have a lot of spaces between our words, and that way the banter goes back and forth right between us, because then I can say, hey, are you the micro machine man?
You sound like the mic. I can't do that. I can't talk fast like that. I don't know. I guess I'm Southern. I don't talk fast like that. That would be tiring. By the end, I would need some of that Jack that you're drinking, I think. I don't know if I could do it all show long.
That's right. You know what? We had a pre-show meeting with our arch nemesis, which is kind of like one of those things, you know, where like he like spent an hour telling us his evil plans to take over the world and we thwarted them just because he talked too much.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know we were on friendly terms with him.
No,
you know,
suddenly
you know
are.
The funny thing is about that meeting is so I got a new mixer. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but I got a new audio mixer, not like cake baking mixer. And
but it could have been a cake baking mixer.
It could have been. And so I got it all set up. I came home and I totally took apart the studio, laid down a rug, pulled everything back in. That had nothing to do with the mixer. I just had a rug I needed to use. But anyway,
right, exactly.
And I set the mixer up and I got all the cords going into the right places. And I thought, and I tested everything out and I'm like, great, it's going great. And then Joey comes on for the hangout a little bit before you did. And I kept telling him, I can't hear you. I can't. And I'm like, check your settings, make sure that, you know, that it's pointing to the right device. And, you know, I was walking him through all these troubleshooting steps. Right. And then you came on the line and I couldn't hear you either. And I was like, oh,
I
have the channel muted because my last mixer didn't have a mute button for the channels.
And now it did. So there you go. That was a long way to go for that story. But the point is, we had Joey here, and I was showing him Trello because I was asking him, because they do, you know, they have four people on their show, and I was like, how do you keep organized? And I'm going through that with my new podcast, Leet Sauce, which you can find over at s4uc3d.com. We were going through that, like how to keep organized, because we have five hosts over there.
I was showing
him Trello, and I was trying to get his feedback on that. And as I was showing it, now I realize as I pull Trello up right now to start recording the show, you have added things just between the time that we were speaking to our arch nemesis, and now you have added things. Secret things that you wanted him not to see?
No, I kept thinking of things that I wanted to say, and so I kept adding things in. That's the beauty of the real-time web, ladies and gentlemen. Is, you know, that you can totally, you know, just collaborate and et cetera, et cetera. Right,
and you can correct your co-host and his spelling. Pythagoras has a Y.
I don't know how to spell. Anyway, I'm not a good speller, but I was going to say that, you know, Joey, so Joey's answer to...
Also, Seder 69 has a Y.
Okay, I can't spell, okay? And I was in a hurry. But anyway, his answer to what do you use to collaborate was that he is an attention whore, basically, and a control right. freak. And he doesn't allow them to collaborate. He creates the rundown and never shows it to them.
Never.
In fact, I think his exact words were, the only reason that they're here is to tell their weeks. The rest is up to me.
Right.
Basically.
He was basically, they're just the window dressing on the show. Right. He is the show.
Well, if you've
he
ever,
is both the cocktails and the cream puffs.
If you've ever listened to his show, which I don't know if you have or not, but at the beginning of the show, he says, I am your host, Joey, whatever.
Right.
And I'm joined here or something like that. He doesn't even acknowledge that. Is that what you say too? Do you say that?
How did this come about me all of a sudden?
No, I was just thinking, because when I was listening to their show the other night, I was at the gym and I was listening to their show, and I was thinking, man, he is such an egotistical fucker, because he goes, I am your host, Joey Bukkake, or whatever right. that you were saying earlier. Oh, and I'm joined here by three of my friends, whatever. You know, and that's like,
Creamies, what do you know? You're listening to the cocktails.
All right, this is how it starts,
show.
Right?
Yeah.
Matt and Mark. And I'm Joey. It's a gay podcast from the Queen City.
We did this song number 112, on a Casio.
One more star in the sky.
Cocktails and cream puffs. Cocktails and cream puffs.
Cocktails and cream puffs doesn't care about you.
Hey, Creamies, welcome back to the America's most beloved gay podcast.
Yes.
Obviously, it's an opinion. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah, and a survey of our listeners.
In my opinion, this is America's most beloved gay podcast.
Number 13 on
Cocktails
iTunes.
Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
National right. treasure that it is.
Yes.
We come to you live every week, live while we're doing it.
Oh, no, they're having the same argument that we... It's almost as if we copied their live argument. What was that all about?
I don't know. We do. You know, actually, we just take their material every week and we just rehash it.
And we put a little spit polish on it. That's all. Here's the thing. This is
the part that you were trying to get to.
I'm going to, but I just wanted to point this out. So before you started listening to this, this is why we use the Fraunhofer MP3 encoder. Because when I hear things like this that were recorded with Lame, that were encoded with Lame, I hear the scratch. Do you not hear the scratch in that?
Otherwise known as recorded.
Right.
Unplanned, though.
Right. From Buffalo, New York, the Queen City, we are heard in at least 85 countries around the world, and they agree that we are beloved. So anyway, I am your host. My name is Joey Buhecker, and I am joined by two co-hosts.
He does say two co-hosts. Okay, right. Okay, fine.
Right. What do you say? They're beloved in 80-something countries.
What do you say? I think we need to what is it exactly that you say? Because I don't listen to you. Good morning, good
afternoon,
good evening.
That's why you just leave me hanging out there, right? I mean, you should like jump in during the
thing. Do you say, I'm your host, Daniel J. Brewer? Is that what you say?
We'll see. What do I got?
What do you say?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. We'll see.
You don't know what you say?
I don't remember. Okay, so this is the current show that is posted, right? From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon. Suddenly I'm Wolf
perfectly
Blitzer,
good.
Good morning, good
perfectly
afternoon,
perfectly good.
Whatever
Wolf
the time of day
Blitzer
it is where
joke
you are,
there.
We're glad you've joined us today.
Right,
and then I do the fake sponsor thing.
Yeah.
Right? DI Plus is brought to you by Bill O'Reilly's School of Doing It Live.
Right.
Because we're running so late this week, we're not even going to stop. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do
Chris
it
Hansen.
Live and slap some artwork on this bitch and put it out.
Why don't you have a seat?
No, that's...
We'll do it live.
Welcome to...
That was close.
All right, here we go. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined... by the very live.
See, I don't say anything.
And lively.
I just say, I'm Daniel, and I'm joined by Adam.
I don't identify myself as the host or co-host or anything like that.
Okay.
I just am. I am much in the metaphysical way, I just am. I am Daniel Brewer.
You are. Okay. Well, so on the last show, I was going to talk about this, and so I'm going to
You
talk
were,
about
and unfortunately now we've run out of time this week, so
whatever,
can we just save that for next week.
12 minutes in. So I had this conversation on Google Plus. It wasn't much of a conversation. It was just kind of a couple of messages back and forth, but I had mentioned before that I thought Lou Ferrigno was incredibly hot. Not only that, but I thought especially as the Incredible Hulk, that when I used to watch that show, I used to think the Hulk was so hot. And we had some people are like, what? Why did you think this
because
green
the,
man?
The person, in fairness, I think it was Brian from Cheap Blue Guitar, posted like a horrible picture of Lou Ferrigno on Google Plus, where he like had his face all scrunched up and it was just his face. And he was like, really, Adam? Really? This is who you like?
I mean, who doesn't like some green nipples? I mean, you got to love some green, like big pecs. I mean, I don't know why.
I'll give you this. I liked Lou Ferrigno's Hulk better than I like the computer generated ones.
Oh, much better. In fact, he could still do it today. He's still in good shape. And with that, green...
He talked like this, and we already established that he upset our deaf listeners.
No, they don't have to. He doesn't have to talk. All the Hulk does is, you know. But anyway, George Takei from Star Trek on now. He is on. I don't watch this show. But I happen to know he is on the current season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, my.
With Lou Ferrigno.
Yes.
Okay.
And Penn Jillette and somebody else.
So I just want to say that there are lots of people out there that agree with me that Lou Ferrigno is hot. Among them is George Takei. So I wanted to play a little excerpt from what he says. He was on some radio show describing, they were asking him about his experience on Celebrity Apprentice. But anyway, here we go.
All right, please.
You know,
Hulk.
He was the Incredible Hulk. You know, great, big, huge, muscled Mr. America and Mr. Universe.
Mm-hmm.
He's rather insecure and very sensitive.
Ooh.
And I was kind of taken aback by that because he's such a impressive hunk of... muscles.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, he had to take his shirt off right in front of me at one point.
For you and, or for the show?
For the, he had to take his change shirts.
Oh, okay.
A quick change during the course of the show. Oh no, not for me.
Because I accidentally spilled strange. Something.
Okay. But I'm not. And when he took his shirt off, I couldn't help but say, "Oh my!"
he's
all of that.
I mean, he's in his mid-60s. And he is impressive. I mean, a mountain of slabs of muscles. He's an amazing...
Anyway, so...
All of that, just so that Takei could work that into the thing there. He's just like, I have to get up at 6 fucking a.m. in the morning to do another goddamn radio show, and I'm just going to... And, you know, never mind. I
wonder
stop.
If he really talks like that, you know, like in real life when he's just having a conversation with his partner or whatever, you know. What are we going to have for dinner tonight?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, really, George? Really? You know, you're going to start with the oh, my again.
Or in bed, you know. Oh, yes. Put it right there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
okay.
My.
We've all heard these things again. All right, let me just move that off of the Trello list over to here.
Anyway, so he agrees with me. So not only do I think that Lou Ferrigno is hot, but George Takei also would concur. So, I mean, you know, really, you know, what more corroboration do I need? That's all I want to say.
You don't need any. You could find midgets appealing
actually,
or whatever. You don't have to justify yourself to Brian from what was the name that of his show that he gave last time of Badass
Guys
or something.
No,
it sounded like something.
I think you said badass guys or I don't know what you said.
You know what? I didn't get into my whole story. You know, I had guests here this past weekend.
So I heard.
And because of the whole celebrity death phone taking up half the show last time, I didn't really get around to talking much about it. And I just wanted to briefly say, Stephen from Wisconsin was here. And also our friend from Alaska, Jed, came here. And I haven't figured out yet if this was a really bad visit for them or not. Because since... Stephen left here on Monday morning, and Jed left here Sunday night. And since then, neither of them have posted anything on Google Plus.
No, you know,
or
Google
on Twitter.
Plus.
They haven't said a word to me. It's just like, did I do something wrong that I don't remember? Did I somehow offend both of them? You know, not even a nice little, you know, like, hey, I'm back home and, you know, I had a great time with Daniel Brewer, Robert Wilson. None of that. So it's like, what the fuck? Did I offend them in some way?
Well, I was going to say, apparently Google Plus is a ghost town now. I've heard.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's why you're not hearing from them. But
no, but the thing is, now I'm concerned. I'm concerned that I've offended them, and that makes me, you know, because I'm Southern and I don't want to have offended them. But now I feel very stressed out about the whole thing.
Well, at any point, were you walking around with a sippy cup?
No, I wasn't. You know, there was a bit of a hubbub that last Saturday night because Lurie Dean wanted us to go to a dinner theater. And Robert wanted to go to Morton Steakhouse. And of course, as with most things, Robert won. So we ended up going to Morton Steakhouse. So I'm thinking that maybe they were upset that we didn't get to go see the singing dinner. Because here in Connecticut, you know, the dinner theater is a very literal thing. It is actual, you know, they have singing dinner. They actually, you know, have a pot roast that sings.
The dinner
solo.
Is singing? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, like, I see.
I am a pot roast, a classic American meal. I will nourish you. It's very meta. Here's the thing. I haven't yet figured out. I've been in Connecticut now for going on 3 months. I have not yet figured out whether Connecticut is just insanely dry in their sense of humor or whether they're completely clueless. Okay. Here's the name of one of their banks that is prominently displayed here in Connecticut is the Connecticut Bank and Trust, or as they like to put on the side of their buildings, CBT.
They just don't get it.
So everywhere you drive around here, you see the CBT. And if that's not, if it's not the cock and ball torture bank, then right next to it is the TD Bank. Which I swear to God is TD Bank. It's like, really? The titty bank right next to the CBT? And then they have the People's United Bank, which of course is pub. So you're looking around at these banks, right? You have the pub, you have the CBT, you have the titty bank. And it's just,
you
really?
Know, it sounds like a really good night out on the town is what
it
I'm going to say.
But, and yet they say these things without any sense of knowledge that they're making.
But do they
our
say
big restaurant,
the CBT?
Our big grocery store chain here is called the Big Y. It's like, I'm going to the store. Why? To the Big Y. It's like,
which one? Why?
I don't. Why? Well, because I want to know. No, I'm going to the Big Y. Well, I just want to know where you're going. I know. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying. So maybe there was a, you know, getting back to the thing. Maybe I offended them by not taking them to the dinner theater. I apologize if that's the case to both Jed and to Steven. I'm sorry that I ruined your life and scarred you permanently, I guess.
So I was going to talk about, I don't think I'm going to really get to talk about this. I will say I watched a new show last night with Mark that I had never seen before called Face Off. And it's on Sci-Fi.
Oh, I've seen that.
And
yes,
and
it's also on Hulu Plus if you want to get caught up on it. So I'm sorry, you watched it with who?
With Mark.
I'm sorry, with who?
With Mark.
Is it Mittens?
So I watched it with him last night, and he evidently had watched it before. We seem to watch a lot of reality competition shows together. Chopped and Face Off are two of the more recent ones. But anyway, it's a reality show on Sci-Fi about basically makeup artists, and they
correct. Donna Sugar should actually try out for that show. She should.
And they get. I've only seen one episode, but they. Special effects. They make.
Which episode did you see?
Because it was last night.
Oh, so, I haven't seen that one yet.
It was. They were making dinosaur people. But anyway, and there's a finale like next week or something.
Yes.
And so I need to go to Hulu and watch all the back episodes before I watch.
And there's
the
not that many. There's probably like maybe six back shows.
So that's all I wanted to say about that. The other thing I wanted to mention was the main thing out of this that I've got on here was so Mark. And he started following me on Twitter. And
you still use Twitter?
Well, I use all three because people are on all three. So,
it's a
but
cry
I only
for help.
Anyway, so he started following me on Twitter. Well, I found out in looking at him that he has about seven times as many followers as I have.
Oh, he's much more popular.
How does that happen? He's not a celebrity. He is not an international podcasting celebrity. He doesn't have porn on the internet, at least to my knowledge. Uh-huh. I mean, he's kind of a private guy. Maybe he does. Maybe I need to go to some Filipino.
What's his Twitter account?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you on the recording. But anyway, and so I was kind of jealous. I'm like, he has like almost 700 followers, which, I mean, if you're a real celebrity, then that's nothing. Because, I mean, people have millions of followers.
Mm-hmm. But you have 164.
I know, not that many at all. I mean, I have the lowest followers of like anybody that I know. You have more than me. Everybody. I looked at
Here's the thing. You don't ever pimp your Twitter. I mean, like when mine is my name. And so, and it's kind of like it follows everything else, right? It's like it's Daniel Brewer, right? So, yeah. You know, back when I was pimping my Twitter account, it was Daniel Brewer. I'm same on Google Plus. So on Google Plus, you're Adam Burns, but on Twitter, you're not. You're Adam H2T with the number 2. So
yeah,
Adam,
and that was a show that I never created, right. That I never put out, and I can't decide what I want my Twitter handle to be. So
D-I Adam or Adam D-I or...
Yeah, before it was AMS Adam. Everything was AMS Adam, and I changed it.
I take it Adam Burns is taken, right?
I assume so. I haven't
tried. What about Adam Burns UK, or how about Adam West?
Well, maybe that's so we could have a contest.
Is TV's Batman?
So what I want listeners to do, not a contest, because we already have a contest, but if you have suggestions for what my Twitter handle should be, then call in or write and let us know.
Oh my God, Adam, it's not even on our website. So you don't have any link on our website as to how people could follow you on Twitter. So no matter, you don't have anyone following you because people don't know how to get off. They don't know how to find you.
I have had Twitter for years and I have pimped my Twitter before on other shows.
You've just admitted that you changed it. There's a contact us page on our website and it only has our email addresses. Why doesn't it have your Twitter account?
All I'm saying is he has almost 700 followers and I only have 160.
Probably because he
well, okay, but aside from that, I didn't even know you could do this. I have found porn on Twitter.
Porn on Twitter.
You can follow people who post pictures all day long. Yes. I mean, they post guys with iPhones pictures. They post all these. And so I'm sitting there all day long, like on my iPad, like clicking on Twitter links because I followed a couple of people who that's all they do all day long. I don't see how they get anything else done. They're just like posting these tweets of like cock. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy, man.
I didn't even no one mentioned to me. I thought it would. I mean, I don't know. I guess I just assumed like it would be against some Twitter policy that you couldn't post nudity. Some of these actually store the pictures on the Twitter photo site or whatever, you know, the Twitter photo service, and they're but anyway, and the only other thing I wanted to mention that's not related to Twitter at all is I found some really good new Twinkies. The snack cake.
You mean like the snack cakes?
Yes.
Right. So where did you wait, what do you mean new?
And I've got them right here.
I'll
show you. I'm gonna open
how are they,
this.
How are
up.
They new? Is there some new breakthrough in Twinkie technology that I'm unfamiliar with?
Did you hear Hostess is going bankrupt, I think?
I did not.
But anyway, so these new, maybe they're not new. Again, people can write in and tell me, but.
They look like they've always looked.
I will show you.
I'm looking here. Oh, dear God, it's bleeding. Adam, I don't think that's a snack cake. No, they've had chocolate Twinkies for a while.
They're chocolate filled.
Yes, they've had chocolate Twinkies.
It's like chocolate mousse on the inside.
Right. It's a cream-filled sponge cake. And they have it both in the regular and in the chocolate.
It's kind of wrong because, you know, people, this is going to sound kind of gross to some people, but I don't care. When people are talking about cream-filled Twinkies, you know, the whole gay or the gross thing to think about would be like a cream-filled actual Twink. You know what I'm talking about? You get the innuendo. Right. Well, that's brown cream-filled. So, I mean, you know.
So it would be like they had a little
with that.
They had a little bit of Santorum there on their on them.
Something I don't know much about
technologic buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it.
What do they call that? That food. Like, if you think that food is, you know, sexually aroused, you know, like smodging or something.
I don't know. I didn't know there was a word for that. You mean people are turned on by food?
Yeah. What is that? You know, like smearing food on their bodies and like...
well, you know, we have like this thing that's connected all over the world.
Let me find it here. So let's see. Erotic food. Something's vibrating on my desk.
I put in erotic food, and you know what I get on Google? Food Network. Easy recipes, right. Healthy eating ideas. So apparently they have a new, you know, CBT food show. I don't know.
Let's see. Sexually aroused. Again, can't even imagine what my ads are going to start looking like by
CBT
food.
And sexually aroused by food.
Sexually aroused. And plus we had, what was the other thing that we had? The last week I was asking about the dogs. Why can't you have sex with dogs? Let's see. Food play can have sexual and non-sexual connotation. It often refers to sitophilia. Sitophilia.
See, I would think that would be you get turned on by sitting down.
Nope. Sitophilia. All of this was just a long way for me to go to basically say, if anyone, you know, if you know a sitophile, I should, you know, send you the video of Adam shoving that Twinkie during his face while I was playing the attack theme song. Because you took the tiny little dainty bite of the Twinkie to show me the chocolate cream filling, and then you set it down. And then as soon as I started playing the tech thing, you like literally like Cookie Monster over there. You're like,
well, if they ever start allowing broadcasted hangouts, I was telling you we should just broadcast our hangout, and then people could see me shoving Twinkies down my throat.
That is a frightening thing, my friend. All right, so in the tech thing, I think there's only one big thing in tech this week. I think you would agree with that. There's really only been one major thing in tech this week. That would be Google changing the name of the Android Marketplace to Google Play.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Where they did a bunch of stuff that we don't even know about. No, it is the iPad announcement. Which I'm not sure. I'm not an Apple person. I will just admit that freely up front, but I don't have anything against Apple. I'm just kind of a bit amazed that people are getting excited about something that really is I wouldn't even say it's an incremental upgrade.
Well, let me just use their words and say, but Daniel, this new iPad is resolutionary.
Right. It's resolutionary. It's got better resolution.
So basically the difference is where the camera is better.
Camera's better. And which, again, most people, when you talk about a camera on a tablet, go off on this tangent of, well, I don't want to hold my camera up and take a picture. Even you said when I took a picture, right. It's like, now that looks stupid.
It does. But the other thing is the resolution is now, I don't know the I don't know the exact numbers, but it's high def.
Right.
It's like twice the resolution of the other one. Man, I've got Twinkie stuck in my throat.
Twice the resolution of the other. The other thing that they're touting is this 4G thing, the LTE stuff, which I got to say, I'm getting sick of tech pundits. I think that any tech pundit who makes a big deal about a tablet being 4G and saying that this is a game-changing thing really needs to just be banned from ever writing anything about technology whatsoever. Because that same little googly thing that we just did in order to find out what the food fetish thing is called, you can easily do a Google search on what percentage of tablets are Wi-Fi only, and you will find out that 70% of the tablets sold in the United States are Wi-Fi only. Most people do not buy the 3G tablets. Most people already have an iPhone or an Android phone that has a mobile hotspot in it and are not paying for an additional cellular plan every month. And so it's like to tout that it's a 4G thing, you're really, I mean, I'm not saying that there's nobody that does it, but I'm just saying that's a very small percentage of the iPad owners out there that buy anything other. The number one selling tablet in the United States is the iPad Wi-Fi only.
Well, so, I do have 3G.
I know you now, do, but that's because you don't have a regular smartphone.
Have a smartphone. And that's a decision I made because I was saving up for a smartphone when the iPad was announced, when the original iPad was announced. So I made the decision to pay for the internet on the iPad.
No, I understand.
But, you know, I mean, all of their updates are always incremental. And
but this one seemed to be even what's the word I'm looking for? Either less or more. But it's like, this seemed like a really, I'm having a very hard time. And I have always stayed above the fray on this. I develop Android apps, and so I use Android phone and tablet, and I don't think I've ever made a secret of that. At the same time, I've never dogged Apple. I've never said, oh, you shouldn't have an Apple, or, oh, you know, it's and in fact, I've made fun of both the Apple fanboys and the Android people that want the other competition to fail, because I'm like, what is your deal? You don't have stock in there. But honestly, even I'm having a hard time not feeling like not making fun of people who keep posting, oh, I just bought my new iPad and I'm super excited about it. I'm like, really? Really? You had to trade in your, I mean, I understand if you didn't have an iPad and this is your first one, but these are people that just bought an iPad too, and they're trading it in for this. And I just feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I feel
now
like
that's,
really,
that's what I was going to say. But what I don't understand is the people who, first of all, where do they get the money to every year buy a new iPad, a new iPhone, a new MacBook Air, a new, I mean, everything. I mean, that's like thousands of dollars a year.
It's because
these
they don't do a
spending.
Podcast, Adam. They don't buy mixers and headphones and new mics.
And so, yeah. And so I have an iPad 1. You know what? It's great. It still works fine. I didn't need the iPad 2. And I don't need the iPad 3. Everything that I do on the iPad, I can do on the 1.
Excellent. But so, that was my point. My point was, is I just feel sad that this was kind of like the very first thing that they do after Steve is gone is really very anemic and very kind of ho-hum kind of. I felt bad for them, if anything. I was just like, really? This? And then you feel bad about them on the day that they announce it because I'm like, oh my God, they basically, you know, put lipstick on a pig. And then, you know, the next day, all the Apple faithful are out there just like going on like it's like the greatest thing to sliced bread. And it's like, oh, you poor people. Get a life. There you go. I've said it. Get a life.
There you go.
So anyway, so that's the, that was the news from the technology front. Was there anything else that happened big in technology? I knew there was.
No, there was nothing else big.
There was. I got a Roku.
Oh, yay. Did you not have a Roku before?
No, I didn't. I had not had a Roku yet. And when Steven was here, I went out and I got a Roku because I was preparing for our new cable box to get in because we just switched from UVerse to Cox Cable. And so I wanted to move the Xbox out of the living room, which is what we were using to watch Netflix and stuff. So I got the little Roku, the little XD. So the one that, not the one that has the games, but the HD one.
Yes.
Right below that.
How do you like it?
I love it. I'm actually thinking of getting another one now.
I have two, and I also have the one without the games, but it's the one right below that one. So I think the same
one
that you
have.
Yeah,
that's the
one I have,
the XD.
The only problem I'm having is my remote is not working very well, so I don't know if I need to send that one back because I literally have to hit the button 3 or 4 times for it to recognize what's going on. But I've had a Roku for probably 4 or 5 years. And I love it. I mean, I could almost watch that and nothing else, which is mostly what I do.
Yeah, it was actually nice. I came home for lunch like I do every day, and I was able to watch the Apple announcement thing, which not video from the Apple announcement because they don't sit out streaming, but I was able to watch Twit on TV while I was eating lunch, which is really nice to be able to watch that while it's on lunch.
There are, anyway, if you go to, I don't know the exact URL, but I think it's something like roku-channels.com or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's a list of over 600 different channels that you can...
Is Pride 48 one of them?
Well, no.
Then we should make that happen.
Well, I'm working on it.
Technologic. 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 Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it...
Swear to God, I'm going to buy that song and trim off that first part. It's really annoying. All right, so that was our big tech segment there. As I yelled at the iPad folks, sorry about that, iPad folks, and obviously I didn't face. The news
is the news. The next segment because I wasn't looking at Trello.
Sure, okay. We can go there. Yeah,
good. Well, you know, it helps when the person who's reading the news stories actually has the news stories pulled up. So
I threw one in there. Would you like me to read the thing?
Well, yeah, sure. Why don't we mix it up? Go ahead.
All right, we'll mix it up. Excellent. This comes from News 4 in Jacksonville. Oxnard, California school district officials were considering the fate of a junior high teacher placed on paid administrative leave amid claims that she appeared in a pornographic video.
What?
The teacher at Richard B. Haydock Intermediate School in Oxnard went on leave Monday. The school site administrator believes she's the one seen in the video, Oxnard School's District Superintendent Jeff Chancer said Wednesday. The teacher's contract does not contain a moral turpitude clause, but Chancer said that the California Educational Code outlines employment conditions that could lead to her being disciplined or fired.
Okay, wait a minute. This is California.
It's like California.
Everyone has been in a porn at some point or another in California.
I wanted to point out she was not in a porn in school. She was in a porn in her spare time.
Yeah. So I mean, isn't it like a rule that to live in California you have to have like been in a porn, worked on a porno set, something like that, you know. Aren't all porns made in California?
Yes. Now here's the thing. This is why I think that the school, all the school administrators should just be fired summarily. This combination of paragraphs right here, back-to-back paragraphs in this article. Student claims that the teacher was moonlighting as a porn star were initially dismissed after school officials said they couldn't find any images of her on the internet. The very next paragraph. The investigation was quickly restarted, however, when other teachers showed them downloads from smartphones and the officials realized that the school's computer system blocked access to sex sites.
We can't find any nudity. Oh, my Lord. They've removed the porno from the internet.
Well, there's no porno on the internet whatsoever. I don't understand what people's problem is.
The world's problems have been solved.
Here's the thing. Why do other teachers have screenshots of this teacher doing porn?
These other teachers must have it in for this person or something.
And then here's the other reason that they should be fired. All of them. The entire district administration should all be fired. Skip down one more paragraph. On Tuesday, the district sent a letter to parents of students at all three of its junior high schools asking that their children not search internet sex sites for the teacher's image. They sent letters home to the children's parents.
Now, here's a question for you.
Please do not allow your child to search for Mrs. Smith's naughty naked photos on the internet. I guarantee you, whatever porno it was that she was in has now had record traffic going to it.
Did the parents list the sites that they were not supposed to go to?
We do not want you to go to Cytopia. What's that? What was the name of
it? Cytophilia.
Cytophilia.com and look for Mrs. Smith's picture there.
Oh. Don't go to naughtyteachers.xxx. Whatever you do.
Oh, God. It was just really, really embarrassing. Hey, do you know who Will Wheaton is?
I do know who Will Wheaton is.
All right. Well, you know, I am a good friend. Yes. I'm a good friend of Will Wheaton.
Are you really? I didn't know that.
I follow him on Google Plus.
Oh, I see. I was gonna say
that makes me a good friend of his. So here's the thing: Will Wheaton posted this on his Google Plus thing the other day, and I just thought that maybe I would share this with you. This story that I just read. He posted a different version of this story that quoted the following. Gerardo Sanchez, father of a 13-year-old student at the school, told KCAL TV that he can't believe this is happening at his child's school. Quote, "School is supposed to be a safe place," he told the station. "Now you think twice because you never know what's going to happen." Okay, again. Will Wheaton wrote this in reply to that. And I thought, you know, since Live It Up, the podcast, is no longer on the air, I guess it's died a horrible death and no one told me because, you know, the website's not there. So I think it's free game to use anything that I would have used on that show. So I'm going to now use the dramatic music to set the stage as I read to you what Will Wheaton wrote in response to this gentleman. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Really, dude? Are you fucking serious? Guess what? Your child's school is still a safe place. One of your kids' teachers may have done porn when she was not anywhere near your child, and you think the school is now suddenly not a safe place? Guess what, dude? The world is not a safe place. Especially if you're the kind of douche who is terrified that you may be exposed to things that you personally don't like when you step outside of your house. If you're so worried that your precious little snowflake is going to interact with a person who did something you don't approve of when that person was nowhere near your child, you should move to Mars. Build a moat around your house and homeschool. Also, remember to bang the rocks together, you fucking idiot. The world is filled with people who do things that you don't approve of. Off the top of my head, I can think of something. Parents who think a school is suddenly unsafe because one of the teachers at the school may have done something that they don't approve of when they were nowhere near the school. Even though I don't agree with parents who are losing their shit because of something a teacher may have done away from a school on her own time, I completely understand why it would make some of them uncomfortable or angry. But to suggest that it somehow makes the school unsafe, that's just fucking stupid. I mean, Sarah Palin stupid.
So, there you go. I think Dr. Crusher needs to wash his mouth out with soap. That's all I've got to say.
It was his mom that was a doctor.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Dr. Crusher needs to wash his mouth out with soap.
Well, there you go.
Exactly. Are you going to play the little thing?
You know what? I'm doing a lot more work tonight. What is this all about? I thought we established in the last show that you're supposed to be doing the majority.
But you always play the. Yeah, that one. A 41-year-old man was arrested last Friday in Florida. Imagine that, Florida.
Whatever.
For rear-ending another vehicle. He had a blood alcohol content over 5 times the legal limit. While a shame, both are exceedingly normal occurrences. What is not exceedingly normal was that, according to police, he also had, quote, a sexual anus plug in his rectum.
Wait. How do they know that's not normal? Do they stop people? Do you like at normal traffic stops? Do they like pull people? Excuse me, sir. Do you have a butt plug in right now? We just want to establish a baseline here.
Can I search your rectum? We don't know when or how exactly the police determined the man had a butt plug inserted at the time of the crash, but we can tell you that he had urinated on himself by the time the police arrived and soiled himself on the way to the jail. He was also wearing flip-flops at the time. Now, wait.
Now, why does that matter?
What the fuck do flip-flops have to do? Like, you know, you're reading along the story and you're like, he had a butt plug in and he urinated on himself and he crapped himself. And oh my God, he was wearing flip-flops.
How dare he wear flip-flops?
I mean, what is it? Was it not past Labor Day or something, or whatever the rule is that you can't wear I don't know.
No, I just did another Google search, which is really going to get me in trouble here. I just typed in the phrase, how many butt plugs were sold last year? Because I was just trying to figure out, like, you know, how many of these things are sold every year. So how can you say that that's not a common thing that people drive around with them? Maybe they do. You wouldn't know.
Can you compare that number to the number of iPads that were sold last year?
Right,
that's
exactly
what inquiring minds want to know. So you'll be happy to know that they say
this is and every year they announce the new dildo with the higher resolution,
the new resolutionary dildo,
the new butt fuck that has even higher resolution.
So the last sentence in the story: there were no injuries in the crash,
except for the guy's pants.
So that was your news for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent. Oh, I have to do this, don't I? Birthday. You know what it is? We don't have that on the list, so it always catches me off guard.
We can put it on the list, but I can't put anything in there.
I know, because then it would be cheating, because I would see what it was. Again, I haven't bought this song either. You know what? I need to write this down. I'll put it on the list, but here we go. It's your birthday!
I really think I need to go back to giving you some hints, because it has just been a plethora of failures.
I have gotten them all well. And you know what? Before we do anything with these birthdays here, let me just say this. Can I say this? Am I allowed to say this?
You just said this 3 times.
I don't own the Technologic song, and I don't own the Happy Birthday song, because I'm too cheap to pay that dollar. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, a mere 20 days from today will be my birthday, and you could send me an Amazon gift card so I could purchase those 2 songs, because you know that $1.98 when, or just
we do me. Not we are not in podcasting for the send, money, ladies send, and gentlemen. Okay.
Then but, send me a card with a cat on it. I would like a card with a cat on it, please.
But I will say there is this device called a Real Touch. Look it up. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, and I would like a flesh jack and right. But not used, though. I want a new one.
If anybody will buy a Real Touch and send it to me, I will take a video of myself using it.
It's not your birthday. It's my birthday,
not
yours. Well, you just wait till your birthday to try to hit the audience up for something.
Okay, I'll send you a video of me using it for your birthday.
I don't want a video of you using it for my birthday.
All right, so so everyone send Mr. Brewer something for his birthday so he'll stop whining. Oh, wow, that was late in the show.
You know, I can't control the ebb and tide of, you know, when people die. So let's say hello.
Hey there. This is Scott, a.k.a. Theater 69, and I'm calling the Celebrity Deathline.
Yes.
It's actually a really sexy for me. Robert Sherman, half of the Sherman Brothers musical team for Disney.
Yes.
Who wrote for, like, Mary Poppins and Jungle Book.
Yes.
You know, the Sherman Brothers were really fun about writing songs with new words such as
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes.
And they wrote a lot of great music that a lot of people remember.
Yes.
And he added 86 years old. So Robert Sherman, rest in supercalifragilisticexpialidocious peace. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, he sounded a little choked up there. Robert Sherman has died. Adam?
On the contrary, there's a very good word. Am I right, yes.
Bert? Yes.
Tell them what it is.
Right.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is like...
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
All right. All right.
My cat's name is Mittens.
I don't know if that person's famous.
So you say no?
Well, I don't know. I mean, no one's ever heard of that person other than that they wrote those songs. So, you know, I mean, but what do you think?
I've heard of him, but then I'm a Disney fan, so.
Well, I love all those songs. So if you're okay with it, I'll say okay.
Now, I mean, we have set a precedence that we just split it and we do a 250.
Yeah, let's do it. I think that's a 250.
All right, 250 for Robert Sherman and an entry for Satyr 69, by the way, spelled S-A-T-Y-R.
Thank you.
69.
Thank you.
In case you didn't. So hey, congratulations, you know
I never
Scott,
made the claim can. That I have yeah. won any spelling bees. I have never made that claim. That is not something that I've said.
Excellent. Well, congratulations for the entry, Satyr. I think that's his first entry. And congratulations, and we will up the pot by $2.50. So please continue with the birthday.
We never started, but here we go.
Oh, oh, oh.
Is it Hanson?
No.
You know you love me.
Is it Justin Bieber?
Why, yes, it is.
You know, I say baby, baby, baby.
And so Mr. Bieber.
Yes.
If indeed I can call him that.
Well, he's a close personal friend of mine.
He turned, you know, he turned the ripe old age of 18.
You know, I did read this too because he bought himself a new house, perhaps.
Oh, did he?
I believe so. That was the rumor the other day. Is that
he looks like he's about 12, but in this video he might have been.
Yeah, in that video he was 12, so that's why.
So yeah, well, happy birthday, Mr. Bieber. You know he is.
You know what? Satyr 69 already had an entry, so that would have made Satyr 62's second entry. Oh, sorry, I was looking there through the list.
So I do have to say that he is cute. That's all I've got to say. And
okay, excellent.
He became famous by doing things on YouTube, which is a very podcastery thing to do.
Yes.
We could be supportive
Although
of that.
Although he had considerably more views than us.
Well, we're not on YouTube, but I'm assuming he would. Yes. So here we go. Here is the next one.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
All right, this is the theme to television's Saved by the Bell.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to give you a hint that it's a guy.
Yes. Is it a hot guy?
I think they're both cute, but it's the less hot of the two.
So, see, now this is tricky. I don't know whether you think Mario Lopez is the less hot or whether you think the other one that his name I can't remember. Zach something?
Well,
that was his character's
name. Zach is his character's name.
I don't remember his name.
It's Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have. And I think it's Gossier or something. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Well, it's spelled.
He's one of those people I could pick out in the lineup, but I couldn't, like, you know, match their name to them.
Well, he turned 38.
38 years old for Mark Paul Gossier.
Yep. All right. Well, happy birthday, Mr. Gossier. Or I don't
happy
think that's
birthday.
It. I think it's Gossler. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's French,
what
bitch.
It is. I do think Mark. Have you seen the clip of Mario Lopez in the shower on Nip Tuck? Oh, my gosh.
I saw him in his underwear on Ellen.
Oh, he was naked. He was naked, except you didn't see the front. But his ass, oh, my God. Look for Nip Tuck Mario Lopez. It's on YouTube, I think. It's somewhere. You can find it if you do a search. But, oh, my gosh. He's in a shower with one of the characters from Nip Tuck. Mm. So, anyway, happy birthday, Mark. So, our next one, here we go.
All right, this is the theme to the Andy Griffith show.
But it's not.
Okay, so here's my question. Is the person in question alive or dead?
The person is alive.
The person is alive, which drastically narrows it down. I'm going to say that it was Ron Howard.
You're right. Wow,
yes.
You know Andy Griffith still is alive.
Oh, I did not know.
Yes,
that.
Andy. Yes, it's that scene. Oh, my God. Look at him. I mean, look at him, really. There's a video of that. That's a photo, but there is a video. Anyway.
Well, you know, he now sells his own line of underwear, so.
On the internet, there is a video of that scene, and it's hot. Anyway, yeah, so Ron Howard, let me see how old he turned.
I'm going to guess in his 50s.
He is 58.
58?
So he is exactly 20 years older than Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Well, there you go.
Or however you say his name.
Right.
So, here is the next one.
Now, we just did this. And by the way, this is not Joanna Kearns and Alan Thicke singing this theme song.
No, it's not.
So this is the theme to Family Tot. No.
No.
Theme to Growing Pains.
Yes.
So it was already Kirk Cameron's birthday.
No, it was
no?
Joanna Kern's birthday. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's
so,
not Kirk Cameron.
But it's
Cameron.
A different person from the... So is it a male or a female cast
it's
member?
It's a male.
It's a male cast member. So it was either Alan Thicke or the kid that played Ben.
Right.
Or Kirk Cameron. I'm going to go with Alan Thicke. Canada's Alan Thicke.
Okay, yes, it is Alan Thicke. And Alan Thicke turned... A thick 65 years old today.
Oh, isn't that funny? He put in the word thick. So he's like 2 years older than Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Fairchild. But yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. Are we now measuring everything by her age?
Yes, yes, we are. It's much like you married, you measure the, you know, people's marriage in terms of what 21-day increments called a Cardassian.
So you're 18 years younger than...
Right.
I see. So right. This next one is...
I'm only 0.8 Morgan Freeman's.
So I'm going to tell you this next one is yes. An author. Mm-hmm. Okay? So just keep that in mind, and here mm-hmm. we go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. So an author, the author of this book was Dr. Seuss.
You are correct, sir. And
so
that's who it is.
Dr. Seuss's birthday.
It was Dr. Seuss's birthday. He's dead.
Yes.
But he has a new movie out called The Lorax that
the
I
Lorax.
Would like to go see.
Yes, Danny DeVito voiced. Danny DeVito is the voice of the Lorax.
I heard that. So Dr. Seuss, were he not dead, would be 108 years old.
108 years old, or 1.2 Morgan Freeman's.
Exactly. Anyway, there we go. Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. I wonder what his real name was. Again, if we had something
I know
that
some
was
kind
connected
of,
to this
global
world network
internet, yeah.
of computers that had all this you know, stuff. I've never known Dr. Seuss's real name. I'm sure he had one. I'm sure his mother
actually,
did go.
Well, his the best guess for Dr. Seuss's birth name is Theodore Seuss Geisel or Geisel Geisel.
Why is it a best guess? He didn't tell anybody his name?
I don't know.
I mean, they know how old he is.
Theodore Seuss Geisel, born March 2nd, 1904, was an American writer most commonly known for his children's book written under the pen name Dr. Seuss. Or Theo LeSieg, and in one case, Rosetta Stone. He published 46 children's books, which are often characterized, blah, 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 blah. I don't know why it said best guess. Maybe it was just the search terms that I put in.
Well, anyway, happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. So, this next one, you don't get a song per se, and this is really short.
Okay.
Okay? So, let me make sure the volume's up so you hear it.
It's Vern Troyer.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
that's all you get.
So it's all I get. So it could either be Ed McMahon or Johnny Carson. I'm going to go. It would make more sense for it to be Ed McMahon because that was Ed McMahon saying that, and there's plenty of audio of Johnny Carson himself that you could have pulled were it Johnny Carson. But the panic look on your face when I said that leads me to believe that it is Johnny Carson.
Wait, so we've already had a birthday from that show. I don't know if you recall.
I don't.
Okay. So you're incorrect if that's your... It is Ed McMahon.
It's Ed McMahon.
It is Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin is would have been 89 had he not passed away.
89, almost a 1.3 Morgan Freeman.
You need to write an app that calculates ages
calculates
based
everything
on,
into... Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Oh, whoa. That's very loud. Very loud. I guess I left the phone too close to the microphone.
So.
Let's see. Hello.
Yeah, this is Pythagoras calling in to let you know that Mr. Robert Sherman, the co-creator of many wonderful Disney music, including Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, has died. Thank you, Celebrity Death Phone. Once again, Robert Sherman. Thank you.
Can I say, first of all, he said he's the author of many, many music.
Right, many, many music. He's very nervous.
And then the second thing, it sounded like he said shitty, shitty, bang, bang.
He did. He's like, oh, you shitty, shitty, bang, bang, shitty, shitty, bang, bang, we love you. Oh, you itty, bitty, bang. That was the international internet celebrity, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, who used to do a podcast until it got canceled and has now called in here to report on another celebrity death.
So wait, is it rating season for podcasts already?
I don't know.
I mean, because
I think it got canceled. I think the network canceled Live It Up. And
have we gotten our call yet?
No, I don't handle the business end on any of these things. I rely on my manager, which is Joey Buhacker.
Right. So,
you'd need to call my manager, he's not a doctor. Call my manager, Joey Buhacker. He is the one that would have that information.
Well,
Dr. Wesley Pythagoras, let's take care of some business here with Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone, I am so sorry. You called in a little bit late there on that one. You were beaten to it, so you get a... I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you know, keep trying. Keep trying.
Keep trying. Keep trying.
Good job. Okay, the last birthday. The
yes.
last birthday.
I heard it. I am queued up.
For tonight is a guy. I'll give you that much of a hint.
It's a guy. It's Dizzy Gillespie.
So, and if you'll recall... You may be able to narrow this down a little bit, but you may not remember. So here we go.
I probably won't remember. So. Oh, God, no.
Our love is only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for
okay.
me.
Okay, we've already had Davy Jones' birthday.
And
we've
death.
Already, and we've already had Peter Tork's birthday.
Wait, I like this part.
Then she called her face.
You know who that is singing that? Do you know who the lead vocal on that song is?
I do know who the lead vocal is.
Mickey Dolenz. Is it Mickey Dolenz' birthday?
It is Mickey Dolenz' birthday.
Excellent. It is not Mike Nesmith, as I have been corrected.
So if Mickey Dolenz dies
yes.
next week...
then Mike Nesmith and Peter Tork will have inherited it all.
So Mickey Dolenz turned 67.
You know, Peter Tork, it's funny that you should mention that. Peter Tork was on the Rachel Maddow show the other night.
Well, I'm assuming they've all gotten some press recently because of Davy Jones' death.
They had a reunion tour just recently before Davy Jones' death. Anyway, so there you go. So those are the birthdays for the week. Thank you very much, the birthmeister, Mr. Adam West, TV's Batman. It's your birthday. My mic has been in a weird place. I keep hitting it. I apologize for that. Since I know you're not doing any editing tonight, I just wanted to apologize for that I was hitting it. What? What are you backing up for? What did I do?
Did you just hit some volume or something? Because you are really distorted now. Like you're hurting my ears.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing has changed on my side.
Oh, maybe I turned you up.
Okay. That's probably what it is.
I have all these channels here and I haven't labeled them and I don't know what's what.
For my birthday, somebody want to send me some masking tape so I can mail it off to TV's Batman over here?
Oh, no, I have that labeler that I bought for Pride 48. I just need to print off some labels for myself.
Well, there you go. I think you should. Yeah, absolutely you should. All right, so what have we got here? Do we have any emails, Adam?
So I did not have any emails that
came to me. No emails whatsoever. An email came in this afternoon. It wouldn't have gone to you necessarily. This, you know, when people leave a comment on the website, when they navigate through the labyrinth of crap in there in order to find the email, you know, the place to leave a discussion comment, we get those discussions. Anyway,
get an email.
We got a comment here that was left on our website, and I wanted to read that here, which is, this comes in from Gravitas, who writes, Guru Nudie should host when Daniel Brewer is on hiatus. More Guru Nudie. So apparently, you know, Nudie's big singing debut last week, or actually earlier this week here on this very show, a big hit for the Gaysians.
Did
you ask Mittens about it? Has Mittens heard Guru Nudie sing? Maybe he just has a thing.
You know, Mittens only listens up until technology, and he doesn't want to hear anything about technology, so then he turns it off.
Oh, so we should do that last then.
Right. We need to, you know, and so he doesn't listen to, as far as I know, he doesn't listen to any of the rest of the show.
Well, I was going to say, we didn't have any tech last week, so he should have heard the Guru Nudie sing. Anyway, we did get another late email that came in 1 hour ago while we were on the phone with our nemesis this evening. So this also comes in from Gravitas, who writes, "Hello, guys. Hilarious podcast. The Celebrity Death Phone is comedy gold, but I do speed up the birthday portion of the show, Adam. It reminds me of another pod-fated show, which would be the Little Fatty Cast. Daniel's Gaysian accent is so racist. It's so racist. It makes me feel like I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I love it. Walkahol, Live It Up, Dubious Intent, plus the Meta Show and some other show I'm forgetting. Daniel is getting burnout, especially since he has a 9-to-5 now. Walkahol is no longer. Live It Up apparently has been canceled by the network. So all I have at this point is DI Plus and Sauce.
Well, you know, I want to say it's mainly just because you actually have to work now. And you're just not used to that. Used to, you could just lay around all day long and, you know,
I could lounge
in your moo-moo with your, you know, Jack and Coke or whatever. And secondly, I want to say you like the birthday segment. Don't say Adam to me. Please.
Adam, ask Mittens about Prison Dancer. And then he provides a YouTube clip there for Prison Dancer. Is this offensive to Filipinos? As a Gaysian, I love it.
All right. Well, I'll have
so
to
So you'll
that.
Have to ask, and I don't know whether we should play this or not, but all right. So here's his, he has a techno question, or technologic question, as he puts it. I have a 2007 HP with an AMD Turion 64 dual core 2.1 gigahertz
right now,
with a Seagate
right
500 gigabyte Momentous XT hybrid hard drive and been using a Ready Boost feature of the Windows 7 by dedicating a 32 gigabyte SD card and a 32 gigabyte US flash drive. I've noticed a considerable difference in speed of my computer. I can multitask with several other programs, but iTunes. I know Daniel hates the iTurds, but why does it hog my computer and slow down everything? Only reason I use iTurds is because of my iPhone. I've been thinking about changing it to my HD to an SSD. Would this make a difference? Keep up the podcast, blah, blah, blah.
All, well, I feel like Leo Laporte who goes, really, I don't need the specifics.
Actually, well, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. The point is, yes, it would make a difference.
I have the Whoozy What's It with the What'sy McCallit with the 25,000 RPM gigawatts.
Actually, you know what? I don't know that it would make a difference. The reason that iTunes is so slow is it has to do with the way they wrote iTunes. It gets all of its content through the web. So it's doing all of these back-end web calls to the Apple sites and populating itself through there. And I don't know how it updates itself. I don't know in what frequency. But even on my laptop that does have an SSD in it that is normally fast on everything else, iTunes is just a slow piece of crap program. However, the SSD would speed up other things on your computer, specifically the way that it boots and whatnot. The Ready Boost feature that you're using with the SD card from your flash drive, you would not use that if you obviously replaced your hard drive with an SSD, because it's already, your hard drive's already flash memory, so you would get no benefit from doing that. But other than that, yeah, iTunes is just a really big hog of a thing. I don't know what else you could use to sync to your iPhone with.
Nothing.
Is Dropbox available for the iPad, iPhone?
Yes, it is. But you couldn't use the iPod app.
No, but so there's no music players on iPhone other than iTunes. So like if I got if I put an MP3 in my Dropbox, could I play it on my iPhone, or does it have to go in through
know that. I know there's a Dropbox app, so I'm assuming if you add an audio file that it would play, but
I guess what I'm trying to say is you could run another different podcatcher, right? Like Media Monkey or something like
yeah,
that checks for
Stitcher.
Podcasts and puts them into the Dropbox folder on your hard drive, and then your iPhone would wirelessly sync that hard drive, that Dropbox folder, and then you could use a player on your on your iPhone. The nice thing about using Dropbox to sync them is that it's the same as iTunes. If you delete it off your computer, it would get deleted off your phone. So in other words, Dropbox folders stay synced across devices. So if you delete it in one place, it will follow the deletion through on the others. So you might want to check into that, and then you wouldn't have to use iTunes to do that. So excellent. All right. So those were our emails. So thank you, Gravitas, for those. Do we have any voicemails?
Well, we had one other comment. It says, it's from Robert Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says, why do you seem to record your shows just before a major celebrity death? I was waiting for all the Davy Jones calls with fingers crossed I would be the first.
Yes.
That was it.
I don't know. I would hardly call the guy that wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang a major celebrity.
I had to say, I figured out who the sexy voice was on our last show.
Oh, the RT Cruiser.
It was
right?
Robert Thompson. Yeah. He's RT
right.
Cruiser
the RT
on the Twitter.
Oh, Robert Thompson. I gotcha, RT Cruiser.
Yeah.
Or as he likes to say, RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I've seen Scotty post numerous times on the Google Plus this week, but not one comment about what he was doing, whether he was masturbating or not. Anyway, you know what? We do have another phone call here. Let's get to, well, not another.
It's
we
a
actually
voicemail.
have a voicemail. So this is our one and only voicemail this week, which, you know, we only recorded 3 days ago. So thank you, caller. Is the caller there?
It's so nice that you finally got the Dubious Intent Lines message up.
Yes.
It makes me very happy.
Excellent. And you sound ecstatic.
Our older need confirmation that we've dialed the right numbers because our eyesight is failing. Mm-hmm. And it's often hard to see the numbers on the phone. The other thing I wanted to bring up, my darlings, is your diction. Both of you.
Yes.
For two shows, you've been talking about these nasty sex parties that
the foam
Adam
parties.
Has
yes.
never attended.
The foam
and
parties.
Until you explained the details in this show,
yes,
I thought you were both saying phone As in telephone.
Oh, right, yeah, telephone party.
And I didn't have the foggiest fucking idea what a phone party was. And it's not nice to confuse the elderly.
You know what? Let's go to the field now to our youth correspondent, JJ, who can explain exactly what a phone party is.
Yes, thank you very much. A phone party is accomplished when you take a modern cellular telephonic device and you set it on the vibrate setting, and in a very dark room, you hold it up against other people's genitalia.
I'm guessing. I don't know. How could you get phone party out of that?
Well, you know, I mean, look who it's coming from. I mean, really.
No, you know, we shouldn't pick on the elderly.
I mean, you know, an elderly person who's probably not familiar with what the youngins do nowadays, you know,
foam.
So.
Foam. Do we need to subtitle the show or something?
Foam.
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 F-O-A-M
party.
Party. Foam party.
But to be truthful, even when you explained foam party, I hadn't really heard of that either. So, just be careful of your speech.
Did they not have soap back in your day?
Be clear, there are older people that listen. Don Cornelius died. Bye.
You know, when she first, I don't know if I should say he or she, but when, this is Auntie Vera, so when she first said diction, I thought, what? I don't have a dick on my shin. What are you talking about? You know.
How is he seeing me right now that I have a dick on my chin?
A dick chin with a phone party. I don't know, you know.
I just thought he was making fun of Gravitas and, you know, making an Asian joke there. That, you know, dick chin. That's racist. I don't even know what that means. All right, so we will work on our diction then.
Yes,
and
we will. Maybe we should get a voice coach.
We should. You know what? A voice coach, the very first thing that a voice coach would say to you, if you were to hire a voice coach, he would, you know, basically, he'd introduce himself, you know, like, hello, Adam. I'm Steve Smolowitz. I'm your voice coach.
Well, hello, Steve.
Why don't you have a seat over there? DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. You can always send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or you can find us on Google Plus by typing in Dubious Intent.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter, AdamH2T.
Or if you have a suggestion of what Adam should change his Twitter handle to, you know, call and let us know or whatever. But in the meantime, yes, follow him. He needs some followers at AdamH2T. The number 2, the letter T.
All I need is about 600 more followers.
You don't make Mittens have more followers than him. If you want to follow Mittens, he's Mittens H2T.
Right. He's taking my last name.
All right. Then there you go. So no editing, right? We're just going to pop this baby out.
Right. Well, yes.
I thought that was a very successful little thing. I'm just saying. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight.
Adam.
Adam.